this Wednesday afternoon. I want to welcome in a guest that I enjoy having in the program, even though he and I don't probably always see the world the same way. His name is State Senator Bill Ingebretson. He is a Republican and a former county sheriff from Alexandria, Minnesota. Senator Ingebretson, hope you're having a great Wednesday. How you doing?
Good, Mike McFeely. I haven't been on the show for a while. Good to be on with you.
I know we have to fix that problem. We need to get you on
more
often.
Yes, we do.
Enjoy our conversations. Okay. It looks to me, Senator, like medical marijuana is on a path to be passed by the legislature. They'll find some way, I think, to get the Senate and the House versions of the bill to somehow come together. But you spoke very passionately yesterday in the Minnesota State Senate about your opposition to the Senate's version of medical marijuana. And indeed, you've been consistent against medical marijuana. Why, Senator Ingebretson? What about this bill do you not like?
Well, as the listeners can probably imagine, after 35 years in law enforcement, seeing the devastation that comes with the use of illegal drugs, and marijuana being one of them, you can imagine why I and law enforcement, all of law enforcement in the state of Minnesota, as well as the prosecutors and folks have this schizophrenia organization, many different organizations are against it because it is a very dangerous drug. Now, let me qualify that. There are some ingredients in the plant of cannabis that actually has been known to do some good for some of the debilitating diseases that we're talking about, but not raw pot smoked marijuana. Now, that was taken out of both the House and the Senate bill. It is still vaporizing in the Senate version, which basically, to understand vaporizing, and I think most people do, but it's just the point before it actually ignites. So it's basically the same thing as smoking. The reason I took such a strong stand, Mike, is because the states that have recently been involved in medical marijuana, those are Colorado and Washington State, have went to recreational marijuana, and that is something that I hope never happens to Minnesota. But in order to get there, we have to have this first step, it seems like, throughout the country, and that's why I fought it along with the folks that are in charge of public safety. And the docs, quite frankly, the doctors they know that it needs a lot more work. And you'd find law enforcement and prosecutors standing in line to support medical marijuana if it was FDA approved. And you could go down to the local pharmacy and purchase it just like any other drug.
And I was there with you, Senator, when we've talked about this before. But then I had the opportunity to talk with a woman named Maria Botker from Clinton, Minnesota, which is west of Alexandria, of course,
right,
south of Fargo, Moorhead. And she is very passionate about this. And she has a child who has epilepsy who has to go to Colorado. And she told us that actually it's administered to young Greta in a pill form. They take an oil or
right,
liquid and put it in a capsule, and then Greta can get relief that way. And when I heard that, I said, well, I know that there's still vaporization. I know that's still possible. But that was kind of a game changer for me, because I said, if they can get the medical benefits out of it in an oil form or a capsule form, then doesn't that take away all of the devastation, as you said it, that you've seen in your law enforcement career?
Mike, you're right. I'm not gonna argue with that. That was part of the amendments that I tried to offer on Senator Dibble's bill, was exactly that, pill form and liquid form. But he actually refused those. That was voted down. So we're still forging ahead with the vaporizing. If it goes to that form, I think, to the governor, I think the governor will still, I'm confident that he's going to stand with those that deal with the abuse of this, potentially of this drug, and he will veto the bill. But if there are, and I repeat, if there are good FDA studies done and they're approved, they should be able to use that for those debilitating diseases.
But how long might that take? I think that's one of the concerns that those supporters worry about, is how long would the testing take? How long would the FDA approval take? I think in many cases it takes years and years, doesn't it?
It takes years and years. You're right. It does take years and years. I did have the opportunity to speak to a PhD doctor that worked with the Clinton administration, Bush, and now the Obama administration on that very issue. And he's the one that's saying that we are premature in going with medical marijuana, because we are only, the FDA is, in his words, only about a year and a half away from doing this. So that was what another reason that I was against against it so vehemently yesterday on the floor is that, you know, we need to wait. We need to just wait a little bit longer. And quite frankly, those that can get the liquid form, there is a way to do that, and there is a way to get some pill form. We do have pill form marijuana now that probably isn't as potent as it should be, but nevertheless, we are starting to move that direction. But I think in general, just the whole social thing of telling folks that, especially our young kids, that it's okay, you know, we can take this. It's just sending the wrong message. We are the adults in the room, and we should be, you know, waiting until this is FDA approved, just like any other drug.
Does marijuana really cause devastation? Because when I read that quote, and I have not smoked marijuana, I didn't hang out with that crowd back at Jefferson High School in Alexandria, Bill, but does marijuana cause devastation? I know that heroin does. I know cocaine does. I know all those other drugs do. Is marijuana at that level?
Mike, can I come back and answer that for you? I'm on the floor right now on a boat. If you could take a break here 1 second or at least.
Yeah, and you know what? We're up against a break. So you run and do your job. We'll let you go. We'll get you back on the program again, Senator, to talk more about this. I appreciate
Please
you coming
that.
Out there. Yep,
Please
you bet. You bet. Senator Bill Engebretson having to run back to the floor of the Senate right now in St. Paul.